60,000 public high school teachers and support workers walked off the job Wednesday after months of talks failed to produce a new agreement. The big issues remain: proposed increases to class sizes, mandatory e-learning, and money. There was intensive bargaining in the days before the strike collapsed. The result? The first teacher strike in Ontario in 22 years. Education Minister Stephen Lecce says this strike is about teachers wanting more money, and the province can't afford it.
They are high paid. They are well paid, and we value their contribution to public service. But at the end of the day, we're offering 1%. It is a reasonable, constructive approach.
But Harvey Bischoff, the president of the Ontario Secondary School Teachers Federation, says it's not about money. It's about issues that affect the quality of education. That's also the view of many teachers on the picket lines.
We're not in it for us. We're in it for the education system. We're in it for the kids.
We need no larger class sizes.
When I hear about increasing class sizes or putting these at-risk youth on e-learning for two courses, I think all I can think is this is going to hurt them.
Education Minister Lecce called the strike unacceptable, but he may have more trouble on the horizon. Catholic school teachers are less than 3 weeks away from also being in a legal strike position. For WBFO News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.